So very simple process, but very useful. So you can do this on well, let's do a little mind map. So this is swish. So first step, of course, is always present state, desired state. Where are you now? What's going on? What's the unwanted experience that you're having? So it could be, again, it could be like Chris said.
It could be anxiety or an unwanted emotion or feeling, or it could be a habit. So this could do with nail biting or maybe eating chocolate or drinking beverages that aren't good for you. It could, in some instances, be beliefs, although we would recommend for learning purposes, don't do that.
Well, we don't want to take, you don't want to take hours to elicit a belief.
Yeah, exactly. So so basically, for this instance, we'd ask that you choose an unwanted feeling, emotion, or you could even do a habit.
Times when you were nervous or annoyed or frustrated, or so any one of those kind of things. So just the time when you're less resourceful than you want to be. So that's the first step. Then what do you want instead? What do you want instead? And Sunny gave us a pretty good description. He said, what I want is to be able to start trading my stock and stay focused and be in this more calm state. And then he demonstrated it with his body pretty much. So he gave us his evidence as well. And we know the context already. So remember, we always want to get, what do you want? How do you know you've got it? And what's the context?
So if you might be feeling annoyed with a particular person, then the desired state or the resourceful image could be maybe one of you being accepting or being more loving. So it's just getting a really rich resource image.
So then identify the cue image that triggers the unwanted feeling or the behavior. Behavior would be the bad habit. A good one to learn this on is often something like nail biting. I've seen this work on smoking quite a bit. I watched Bandler do it with smoking, and this person totally quit. One swish.
Or if you have chocolate, like you eat chocolate and you don't want to work, you know, you want to work on that. I saw a hand, Candace.
I was just curious, is it identify the cue image or image sound kinesthetic?
Well, you'd be really looking for the cue. Most of us are going to have an image, and so we're doing more of a visual swish here. So look for the image. There are a lot of ways of doing the swish, and there are a lot of advanced ways of doing it, but this is sort of the basic pattern. So identify the cue image, and you say, so one of the ways I find useful is when I learned from Richard Bandler, which is, if I had to fill in for you, one of the things would be different is I'd have to have this response. How would I know when to get it? So the important questions in NLP are always how and when. When does it occur, and how does it work? So I get these pictures that he calls, sort of call, you call them mentalizing, or just preceded mentalizing. And you get all those pictures, and you see a graph with it going up. And when I had that, I thought, that makes sense. You could get yourself into that state with that. So that's the cue image. The graph goes up, the money's going up, and you get the feeling in here, and it's like, you know, I kind of want that, right? It gets exciting. So you want that, the cue image. If it's a bad habit, like biting your nails, it's like seeing your hand come up. Or if it's smoking, you might see a cigarette coming up, or something like that. So there could be external cue images for that. So you want to identify the cue image and have them teach you how to do it, enough so that it makes sense to you. Then the third step.
So the next one is you want to create an image of the you being more resourceful. So if you're working with smoking, obviously it'd be the you that's not smoking. So you're just building a resourceful image of you. If you're feeling annoyed with somebody, then it might be an image, as I said before, of you being more loving and accepting. If you're feeling nervous or anxious, it could be an image of you feeling more confident or more at ease.
Now, it's you not necessarily in any context, just an image of yourself. Just as you're there, nothing else exists. So you really just want to see that self. And so you want to find out, how do you want to be in that situation, is a question. So when you're sitting in front of that, what's it like? What would be your ideal self? Have you ever done it? If you haven't done it, what would it be like if you you know, if you were really being the way you want it to be. So you want to make sure that, often with habits, if somebody says, well, I want to stop biting my nails, I want to quit smoking, those kind of things, you need to find out what would you be doing instead. Because you want to replace it with something, you don't want to just try to take something away. Does this make sense so far?
Yes.
Then you, fourth step, is you have the cue image.
So that's this one right here.
And then down in the corner, put the image of the you that you want to be. And you take this down and make it small, and you take this up and make it big.
So it's kind of like, mm-hmm.
So it's just, I find it really helps if I anchor it with my hand movements. So see the cue image, little image of you, trade them. And just do that a couple of times, then start doing it fast. Like.
And make sure you separate state or break state in between.
Then you repeat this. I usually find 7 or 8 times. Sometimes you do it once and they're done. But 7 or 8 times is pretty good insurance. And then finally, what do you always do at the end of these things? Future pace and test, right? How did I test? Remember? Yeah.
Try to get the old feeling back.
Try really hard.
Right, right.
Love the language in there. Try in vain, I like to say sometimes. When you think you for sure he's got it, then it's proof to the person he's already made a change. It feels interesting when you really try it, huh? But do it sincerely. Don't just try to fake it for your person. Really try to get it back. And if you can get it back, it just means you need to redo something. Okay. Pretty simple, right? The tricky part sometimes is just identifying the cue image. Because you have to make the unconscious conscious. But you can all do that and be successful. So find a partner and take about 10 minutes each.
So 20 minutes total.
So come back at 10. 5 till 3.
And set your intent to have fun, because this is a really cool process. It's a fun process.
And you can do it yourself once you've learned it.